Good evening. In preparation for Tisha B'Av and our Avodah of Tisha B'Av, as with every Yontif, we experience it, we internalize it through different stimuli, different ways. And one way to relate to a Yontif or any dynamic in Torah is by appreciating its conceptual construct, its lamdas. And that's what I want to do regarding what the Tainus of Tisha B'Av particularly is all about. But there's added poignancy to our focus tonight. Not simply do we want the geshmak, do we want the sense of dissecting the lamdas, the construct of Tainus Tisha B'Av, but for our basic kiyum and observance of the Tainus. We want to know what it's all about. We want to know what we're doing. What is the kivon? If I asked a very simple question, if I would ask your average chanto, or maybe I should say chayim to on the street, what are you trying to do with the fast? Right? What does the Torah Chazal, right? What is it supposed to do to me? What is my focus? Let's see if we could explore that question and develop it in terms of the inherent lamdas which the Torah Shebaal Peh develops for us. So for starters, the Rambam begins Hilchos Tainus in an unexpected way. He begins not with the Tainus itself, but with the mitzvah midaraisa of Chatzotzros, that the Torah tells us in Parshas Baaloscha, if you're in danger, Altsar Tzoreschem, there's some sort of danger. V'hariosim b'chatzotzros, you blow these trumpets, which is understood by Chazal, to mean not only you blow trumpets, but you also cry out in Tefillah Tahashem. Starting Hilchos Tainus this way suggests that the Din D'Rabbanan of Tainus, which will follow, is somehow based off of the Din D'Oraisa of Chatzotzros. And we notice that not only does the Rambam juxtapose and dovetail the Din D'Oraisa of Chatzotzros and the Din D'Rabbanan of Tainus, but he introduces them the same way. Just as he begins Mitzvah Sasei Min HaTorah, it's a mitzvah midaraisa to blow trumpets and cry regarding all danger that it not come, that it not progress on the tzibur. He likewise says in Halacha Dalet, it's a mitzvah midarabanan to respond to that same word, that same way. Again, frameworking it parallel. I believe it's the din d'rabbanan build up. Dinim d'rabbanan are frequently not in a vacuum, but are augmenting, are building off of a din d'oraisa. The Torah's response to Tavu al Tzibur becomes expanded by the Chachamim, the Rambam sees it. And this understanding is buttressed even more so when you see the way the Rambam expresses how the time should be observed. Because he continues in Parakalaf Al-Khadalud, Ubiyimei Ataniyas Ha'ilu, Zayakim B'tfilus U'mascharanim U'miranim B'chatzaitzris. He says part of the fast is not just a fast, but is to blow the chatzaitzris. The Tainus becomes the rabbinic framework, Chazal's framework, how you blow the chatzaitzris. Very clear. And therefore, as we're weaving together this cohesive tapestry in the Rambam, we're beginning to get direction here. What the Tainus the Rambam has spoken about thus far is about is really whatever the entire of Chatzaitzris is all about, just expanded. Right? But the starting point in terms of what the Tainus is about is understanding what Chatzaitzris is about, and then just follow through that way. So what is the purpose of blowing the Chatzaitzris? So it's very clear. The Rambam in his Kaiseris to Hilchos Tainus tells us, Mitzvah Achas he lizlik lifnei Hashem b'cholei sara g'dayla shlei tovei al hatzibur. The chatzaitris are to ensure that the tzara not come. Meaning, okay, of course the tzara initially came, as he continues, it was tovo, but he's saying that it not come as in it not progress further. The chatzaitris are supposed to bear a concrete consequence of stopping the tzara in its progression, that it not progress any further. Aborting the tsar, that it not progress further. And this happens through the cry and the true endeavor which we do. We blow, we cry. As the Rambam continues, through blowing the chatzaitis and crying out, we take stock of the fact there's a reason why this happened. We have to improve our behavior. There's hashgacha Hashem made it happen. And thereby the tsar stops. He's focused on that concrete result happening. And likewise, the Rambam says in the inverse, if Chalila were insensitive to the tsar, we don't do tshuva. The Rambam calls this achzarius, midas achzarius, as he continues in Halacha Gimel, that we're just desensitized to say it's minaka olam, it just happens, right? Building collapse in Florida, it just sometimes happens, right? Bad engineering, right? And 40-year-old complaints from engineers, and we chalk it up, so that the Rambam calls that an achzarius, and the tsar will get worse. You understand? Do you trace a pattern here? The Rambam is very focused on whether we do tshuva or not, how that's going to affect actually the tsar. Is the tsar going to leave? Is it going to stay? How Hashem will respond to our tshuva? So likewise, that is what the tainus is going to be all about, the tainus the Rambam is talking about. The tainus, as we're explaining it, as the expansion of chatzotzers, right? Chazal understood for the chatzotzers process, for this tshuva process, thereby enabling the tsar itself to be even more effective. We need the framework of tainus also. So therefore, we now appreciate the lashon of the Rambam Parak Dal regarding tainus. We need to be safe from the sanos al kol tsar shetavu al tzibur ad shiyirachamu min hashemai, right? To ensure that Hashem will show us rachamim. Now we get it. The tanis, building off of chatzaitus, is to ensure the tsar will act through our tshuva process. Frankly, the tanis is a failure, even if the tsar is still around, they're getting worse, right? But context is necessary. What is the type of tanis the Rambam is talking about thus far? Here the Rambam is talking about the tanis which the best in his goals are due to a given tsar, just like the chatzotzers. Right, the classical case in the Gemara and Tanis, which in the Tanis, of course, being Gesham, there's no rain, there's a famine, and all the other things. There's locust, whatever there is, there's an invading army attacking, right? It wouldn't have surprised me if those are Sanhedrin HaKol Dov over COVID, they would have been the second of Tanis, right? Believe it or not, there was a time that was actually a best in HaKadol that people listened to, and there would be no Pashkevilim going up, and there would be a cohesive policy in the Jewish community, however hard that is to believe. This does not necessarily speak to the Dalit Somos, as in Sarkadalia, Sarkatamas, and Sarkatavis, Teshabov, which are not dealing with an encounter with a new tsar, but a day of old when a promise happened so many years ago. Right? So let's now pivot from the tainus, the first type of tainus building off of chatzaitzris, the effort being to stop the tsara of the present tsara available, and now study the tainus of the day when something happens and compare and contrast. So the Rambam deals with this in Parakei, and he introduces these tainusim. Yesham yam shekol yisrael masanim behem et tsara she'iru behem. Are these days, which he goes on to identify. So Gedalia, Sarbatei, Vishel, Asbatanis, Teshabah, because of a tsara that happened so many days ago, Kedeo Urhal Vals Lufta Thakya Tshuva. The function of the tainus is to have a tshuva focus. And we'll remember how evil our forefathers behaved, but however we are still behaving. Achagaram Hamvalanu Asosama Tsaras, the tsarists are still existing because we haven't behaved ourselves, and that is what these tanaisim are all about. So a superficial reader of the Rambam might be tempted to believe that he's understanding these fasts, these given dates on Jewish history tanaisim, similar to the Tzomus of a Tzara that happened, in the sense that he's also understanding a tshuva focus. But that's a very superficial reader of the Rambam. When you read deeper, it's clear that he is frameworking it differently. I mean, first of all, you'll notice the Rambam feels a need to re-explain what lays behind these tainusim. He's not just pointing us back to the way he read explained tainus. He has to re-justify it. He's saying it's a new dynamic of tainus. But it's more than that. Notice that here in Parakeh, the Rambam never speaks about the tshuva of the Tanis, of these four Tanisim will then ensure that the Tsar will stop. And thereby the Beis HaMikdash will be built. You know what the goal of fasting on Shavuos v'Tammuz is? The Tsar will end, right? Yushalayim HaBanuya Beis HaMikdash, which is certainly our hope, don't get me wrong. But he doesn't say that's the goal. He simply says, so we do tshuva. To me, it's a very powerful dink. When we act so clearly in regard to the existent Tsar, building off of the Chatzotzius, and as in terms of the new events, where the Tsar, the new reign, the Rambam speaks about the focus being a new situation developed. We want to cope with the situation, Beruchnius, through tshuva. So it stops. Here the Rambam simply says, a Tsar happened, we know there's what to do tshuva for, so we want to do tshuva! And that's all the Rambam seems to focus on. It seems that if I have a good tshuva this Tisha B'Av, it's mission accomplished. It's not my cheshbon in terms of my vote of Tisha B'Av, or Shabbat Sabbatamas, how Hashem's going to respond to it. Sorry, I have every reason to believe I do tshuva, it's a tshuva shleima. It will be that result, but that's not per se the Hagosha. He doesn't say that, as he's so stressed with the first type of tainus. Right? In a sense, the breach of the walls of Yerushalayim and Shabbat Sabbatamas is more a symptom of the Avera, and we're seeking to correct the Avera with this tainus. Right? It reminds me of topical creams, which just deal with the symptoms in the skin and don't deal with the underlying disease. Right? The breach of the walls is more of a symptom. The issue is the Avera and the Tshuva, and that's what these tainusim are all about, it seems to me, the Rambam. And this discussion, this basic difference in the Havon and understanding of the first type of tainus, the early Masechas Tainus type of Tainus, the Nogasham, the building off the Chatzotzers, that it's to bear the concrete results of the Tzara leaving, versus these sort of Tainusim, I would suggest gives resonance to the fact that there's a different Kriyas HaTaira, different sort of Kriyas HaTaira, different selection of Taira narrative Kriyas HaTaira on the first type of Tainus and the second. The Gemara tells us in Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph, and the Rambam paskens this in Halas Tefillah, that on the Tainus, due to the new event, so it's just no Geshamim, what do we read? We read the Teichecha in Kisava. However, on the Dalet Somos, the Rambam paskens in Halas Tefillah, referenced in Halas Tainus as well, based on himself itself, and what do we read? And we, of course, observe this Vayicha in Kisisa. It's a different Kriyas HaTorah. Different function, different Kriyas HaTorah. And I think we could explain how these two respective Kriyas HaTorahs, Teichacha of Kisava versus Vayichal, reflect the spirit of the two respective Tanaisim. Because Parshas Kisava, if you study the Teichacha there, it's really not primarily tshuva focused. It primarily depicts the horror of the 98 plagues. Yeah, of course, you'll say between the lines the message we should do tshuva. But it seems to be very focused on the horror of true suffering and Be'er and Bechus Erkol and Golus. So it makes sense that a tainus such as the tainus for the Nogasham, the tainus for the COVID, which we're focused on the issue at hand, we're focusing on the horror of the situation, because that's what we want to remove through our tshuva ultimately. However, the Dalet Somos, where the focus is on the tshuva, that's the end, it's not the means. Vayichal is, of course, the parasha Avot, Yigil Midas, the first Yom Kippur story, Hashem Hashem, that is the tshuva story, right? So I think this is very, the Diyukim are powerful. This is compelling and tells me what I'm trying to do during the Dalet Somos. We become tshuva focused. That's the end. That's not, right? Use the ancient Sara as a stimuli for tshuva. A tshuva versus the first type of tainus. Now, it seems so simple, all coming together so simply, that you might think I haven't said any chidushim. But, believe it or not, I face some opposition. I found Rabbi Yosef Bar Salvechik in one of his family yards, a shiur for his father. He also observes that the Rambam seems to understand the Dalet Somos differently than the Tzara for the present Tzaras. And it's a different Seder HaDvarim, what we do. The Seder Tainus at the beginning of Masechas Tainus, what does a Kenyan look do and how they do match, do that on Talit Soma. But he takes it in an entirely different direction. He says, you know what the pshat is? Unlike the Talit Somos, which are, or unlike, I'm sorry, the Tainus for frequent, for present Nutsaris, which are Truva focused, Talit Somos are Avelis focused. But that's a radically different understanding. Truva focused, Avelis focused means the pain of the growling stomach. I mean, I get headaches over fast. That's a way of showing Avelis, just like I said on the floor on Tisha B'Av, just like you and I during these 9 days, right? We've been. Right? We haven't been pleasure swimming, right? The grumbling stomach of the Shevas becomes the Tisha B'Av and even the song without that's what it's a whole different focus. It's gonna change what my whole thing. This is not a casual issue. This is not one to show music. There's consequences. What am I gonna try to do in the fast? Like, this is important. Now, I'm mystified, I don't understand. I'm troubled by this, Rabbi Yashaber. Because I don't see anything in the Rambam here. In Parakeh, when he's introduced, he still says the word Avelis Sefer. He says very clearly, V'yezeh zechron l'maseinu, k'dei o'ra halavavas b'darkei tshuva. He speaks about tshuva, he doesn't speak about Avelis. I don't understand. I did find the Magia in the new edition. He says Avelis, the Rambam does mention tshuva and doesn't really answer. I don't know, sorry, it's too basic a question. I'm sure if he was here, he must even a Saria. But what can I tell you? As Rabbi Yankel Drillman once told me, you can be confident that even if a gadol who's no longer here, you know, would have an answer to you. And with dying the Mashiach of Rose, continue to progress in the path as it seems to you. I'm very troubled. I don't have to deal with the Rabbi Ashberry goes around. I don't understand. You know, there's always a yofi in his approach. So he tries to attribute the fact that on the time is for present Saras. One of the things that the Gemara says we do is the Zakenim have a Cheshbon HaNefesh session. Right? There's no rain, there's COVID. They try to have us do introspection. And you don't find such a thing with Talit Somos. So you don't say, you see, it's not so much a focus on the Talit Somos of Tshuva, it's a focus on Avelis. But to me, that's certainly not a raya, not room to deviate from the words in the Rambam as we have in Talit Somos, or a focus, K'deil or a focus to Tshuva. And I think we could actually explain that when it comes to the Nutsara COVID, and that was the big question everyone asked, why did it happen? Remember, Daniel and I were discussing, everyone's asking, why did it happen? Why did the building fall in Florida? And given better explanations, worse explanations, or waving the white flag, I don't know, right? So we need to do introspection. But when it comes to the Talit Somos, I'm going to suggest that what we need to do tshuva about is less mystifying. Because many of the Talit Somos and Churban Beis Hamikdash, the Neviim already began to give us insight what's going on Ma'al Tahar. Chazal gave us insight, right? Believe it or not, before the Chafetz Chaim Heritage Foundation video, I knew Sinas Chinam was the issue. The big part is really living it. I know Sinas Chinam is the major issue. I gotta change the way I behave, but that's the hard part. Right? It's the introspection of the Zakenim, which might be necessary. When it's a new tsar, new issue, COVID, right? Right, we can explain with the tshuva focus that's less necessary regarding the ancient service. It's already long been established what the issue is. Now we got to really do it. Right?
Tanis Esther in that also?
No, Tanis Esther, which I conspicuously avoided. All the Rishon says in its own category that it is, I'll touch on it parenthetically, there's no Piranius.
It could fit into the tshuva.
But it is somewhat tshuva related. But it's tshuva, I'm going to touch this in a sec, which is not Piranius evoked. But the way Rishon to me seem to understand it, and I'll touch on various Lashon, he says, there's always Makom to do tshuva. Always Makom to do tshuva. Actually, Amos Lachlanu. So, right, the Tanya has a beautiful piece about this, so I don't care how great you are, there's always Makom for tshuva. And he didn't know Averis, the Tanya says, right? So we use the story of Esther as well as yet another stimuli for tshuva. Yeah, tshuva. So it's, you're right, it becomes closer in my read, not a Piranha stick of tshuva. Now, my read of the Rambam, the Talit Somos are not a Avelis stick. But Shuvanik, I'm gratified that I'm not the only one to learn this. So I found some cipher notes that said Shuvah. This is the Shuvah I referenced in the Maamar Kaimus. He says, you see from the Rav, the Talit Somos are about doing Shuvah. Not about Avelis. How much makes my point? Not like a Rav Shaver. The Chassam Sefer says he finds the Rav in Shaver. He says he would have thought Talit Somos are Avelis because the Gemara says about Talit Somos we delay the Dalat Zomus. So if there's a Nidcha situation, the Tanis falls on Shabbos, you delay, you don't do it early. In fact, didn't we pronounce Salom Akdamin? And the pronounce we always push off, I don't want it. Right? So he says, why is it Akdumei Peronus? Because it's Aveilus, it's morning. Tshuva. I think it's Tshuva, it's beautiful. Some of you are Nachsam Sefer, you love Tshuva, right? I don't think the Rambam would lose much sleep over this question. So I'd say the Pshat is, in line with kind of Menachem's point, it's Tshuva, but it's Tshuva in response, like a Tainus Esther type of situation, it's Tshuva in response to a Peronius. It's a Peronius-based Tshuva. And that goes into Akdumei Peronus Olam Akdum, because it is focusing and obsessing about the Peronius as a stimuli to do Tshuva. That's what I think the Rambam will learn. There is a Ritva in Megillah Daf Hei on this Gemara, Akdumei Peronus Olam Akdum, who says that the concept of Akdumei Peronus Olam Akdum might not apply to Tainus Esther, because Tainus Esther is not a Tainus of Peronius. So I think a shetchiistic reader of the Ritva might argue that the Ritva is a right throughout the Shabbat. You see? Tanis Esther is a Tainus of Tshuva. That's why there's no Akdum when we can promise one of the Rina, Yoruf, the Light. These are not Tanisim of Tshuva. These are Tanisim of Avelis. But I don't think that's Machrach at all. I think, as Menachem and I were just discussing, when the Ritva says Tanis Esther is a Tainus of Tshuva, so there's no Akdum when we promise, I think he means it's a Tainus of Tshuva in a vacuum, Tshuva, which is not Peronius, it's just doing Tshuvas. There's nothing, no stigmas there. Right? A Tainus of Tshuva due to Peronius, that's after Peronius. I will, however, observe there is a Ron, which I referenced in the Mamma Tainus and Tainus. There is a Ron who writes, right, this is Daf Zayin, or Beis, and Daf Yerith, and Tainus, discussing the pasuk in the Gil Sester of Dibriat Simus Vizakasam, he says, this is a pasuk about which we can apply to Tainus Esther, but not to the other Tainusim, Shehem Enon L'Tvila El Le'Evel. He does call the Talat Somos not Tvila, but Evel. The Ron, I think it's somewhat much more like Rabbi Yashaber, that the Talat Somos, the fast, might be about Evel, and that'll be a very different focus. That my grumbling stomach on Shabbos Batamas, unlike the focus in the Rambam, so that's a spur, it's part of my overall tshuva, it's different, it's a feeling the able, just like when I sit on the floor on Tesh B'Av, that there might be a deity here on the Rambam throwing it out for the group, like Rebbe Shabbat, but certainly in the Rambam, or Amud Hayratz, it seems to me the Dalat Simus, the tainus of an avoda of tshuva, for tshuva's sake, unlike the recent Peronius as it hits. So far, so good. However, I would like to suggest Tisha B'Av has a two-pronged nature to it. Tisha B'Av is no worse than Shavuos HaTamuz. It's no worse than Asar B'Teves, a Peronius habit, and that therefore have the character of all the other Dalat Zomus than it is Tshuva-related. But could we argue that Tisha B'Av's added chumus, the fact that it's a tainus that starts mivalayla, the fact that it's a tainus of all the inuyim being aser, might the chumur of Tisha B'Av not simply reflect added severity, but reflect an added dimension? That this is a tainus not only due to Peronius, but due to Evel. That on Tisha B'Av, which we know is a yom Evel, might there the fast be serving a dual role? There, yeah, along with my Avodas HaTshuva on Tisha B'Av, Chor basically like there's been a stimuli for me to be Mizachim Tzinaschinim and all those things, right? Maybe my grumbling stomach is an expression of Tshuva. The manifestation of that being the Yad Chayim of the Tainus. That's what I was wondering. But you might say I'm engaging in Lamdish aerobics. My head up, see. Gymnastics.
I mean, it's Pashat there are Dini Avails on Tisha B'Av.
The question is the Tainus one of them, correct? Right? Kipshuta, I would tell you. I have a resistance to aerobics. So Kipshuta, I would tell you, the Tainus of, you don't believe me. Kipshuta, I would say, the Tainus is like all the other Dalat Zomus that Rambam was cold with them. The Tainus is not good Avails. I would say, the other behaviors are Avails. Or maybe, no, maybe the fact, like you're saying, it's a Yom HaFeilus and it is Ed-Chaimer in the time. It's maybe the eight, right, the fast maybe has a second dimension of the Eidol too. That's what I'm wondering. I think that's a Chiddush. Menachem is very open to this possibility. Well, I become particularly open to it when it's not simply aerobics, but I think very much from the Rambam. And that's when we study not only what the Rambam says, but
which possibilities is he open to?
That timeness of Tisha B'Av has two demon in it, two characteristics to it.
That's a
it is, yes.
Yes, go ahead.
I don't know if that's an attraction to you or otherwise.
It's okay.
But it's okay. You're tolerant.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm tolerant of all schools.
You're tolerant. I don't want you to be tolerant. I want you to stand up for what you believe in.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, you know, in America today, I find it's so different than Chazal's Mokhan to Shatara. People do not have, know how to have open debate. It's like, oh, you say that, oh, I think this, and I think that. There's no B'Kashamas, which that's why Basufa that I love you. We're on the same team, but we can vigorously debate. Abai and Rav, I don't know, maybe it's a fragile, feeble society. The land of the free and the home of the brave has become the land of the feeble and the fragile. I don't know. But, okay. But anyway.
So, what were the two dinim?
So, this Hatzah, which I thought was a Chiddush, but Menachem really is very open to it.
No, listen,
right?
Menachem
is that in the Rambam, as much as all the Talmud Samos are not Akim of Eidol Teshuvah, but Tshuva, Shivas Batamas, my grumbling stomach, was not an expression of Avel. It was part of my precept from Kashmir's doing Tshuva, introspection. On Tisha B'Av, along with that, the Rambam is called Tisha B'Av for the adults. I'm certain it's not worse that they have.
Hashem
Yilech
Uben
Hashuvah. Oh, it says an Eicha itself. But might my grumbling stomach, might the hunger be one of the Hanhagas of Avelos of which Tisha B'Av is replete with? Right? Mia B'Masav Matan and all those stuff. And what maybe gives a little added gravitas and bearings to the side is the fact that there's Chorus to Tisha B'Av. In Hilchos Tainis. It starts with Valila, it's all Hei Nuyim. Likewise, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that unlike all the other Talmud Zomos, where Batla Xeris Malchus, right, the walls in Yerushalayim are rebuilt, there's no Rosh Hashanah Tainis. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, even after Chor Bayis Rishon, when the Bayis Shem was rebuilt, they still observe Tisha B'Av. It's very severe. So could we argue the fact that in Hilchos Tainis, Tisha B'Av is much more Chomer, Nuyim, Lila, enduring even when the issue was somewhat rectified by Hashem, might that indicate not simply an added severity, but an added focus and second din, right? That there's a whole other dimension to this fast which yields this difference, maybe.
Also a build-up from Shavuot Shechalbo. I mean, it's 9 days, but 9 days only a minute, but Shavuot Shechalbo was definitely where there are
many Hanhagas of Avelos, and says Menachem A. This is a
Dinechilo.
Oh, and some of them are Achila. Menachem saying that, hey, the Hanhagas of Avelos of this whole Tkufa already have an Achila characteristic to it.
Yeah.
Right? Midina de Gemara Suda Masakas no Vasar Yahin. Right? Okay, we're extending it further and further and further and further and further. You got to love Kali Yisrael. So, right, with our Hanhagas and the most precious three of our Avelos. So Menachem sees a certain Yaifi, a certain aesthetic in the build-up that fits right. I want to ground this, tether this to the words of the Rambam. It's not that you don't know what the Rambam says, but how he says it. Seder Hadvarim, location, location, location is so important. Every word in the Rambam is a gem or a pearl, and we know the pearl's presence is the way it's finessed, the pearl against the velvet, the soft velvet. The way the Rambam places his words, his location, right? The pearl against the soft velvet.
Oh, the imagery is so compelling.
So, and the Rambam is compelling, because think about it. As we trace Parakeh, the Rambam goes beyond the Arba Tzomos, and he deals with the Avelos of this Tekufa, beginning with Parakei HaLachavav, Mishinichnas Ahmamata B'Simcha, and he talks about how we lessen our business of Simcha, right? And all these different behaviors leading into Tisha B'Av and all everything we caught back on, and then the Rambam talks about Avelos the whole year, there's Eichel Chorban the whole year, right? The leaving Amo and Amo when we plaster and all that stuff. So you notice how the Rambam has gone beyond the four Tanesim, and now is dealing with the Avelos of this Tekufa and beyond. Well, it's very interesting that it's in this context of the Avelos that the Rambam focuses on the added demon of Tainus on Tisha B'Av. And again, if you look at the words of the Rambam, it's very powerful. In Parak Zion, after he introduced Mishinech Masach and Matim Asimcha, in Parak Zion, that says, Tisha B'Av Leilo Ki Yom Alechol Tavar Ve'in Ochun Alzal Mipo Yom. Here's where he focused on, he had fleeting reference to it before, but here's where he focuses on the timeness of Tisha B'Av begins the night before. And here's where he says that it's Kol Olah L'Fu'ah on 5 Nuyan, right? You notice.
What was the point you're trying
meaning
to make?
My point is like this. This is the bird's eye view of the Rambam. In the beginning of Parakeh, he introduces the four tzomos about tshuva. Then, in Parakeh Halacha Vav, he begins to speak about the avelos of this tekufa, Mishnechmas Av, Mamata Mesimcha, and it's in that context in Halacha Zayin that he then introduces, and when you fast on Tisha B'Av, begin fasting at night, and don't shower, right? And don't lather, don't do sicha. He introduces the extra dine tainus of Tisha B'Av, which are above and beyond the other Talat Somos, not together with the other four tzomos, right? But in the context after he introduced the dini avelus of the Shavuot Shachavo and Av and all that. Do you hear my dig? To me, it's a compelling dig. After he discussed the four tzomos, which are about tshuva, he then began an avelus focus, Mishnechnas Av, Matam Simcha, and then he says, and on Tisha B'Av itself, right? We take the fast to another level, Hei Nuyim, the Lila before. You notice how he's introducing the added chaymer of the Tinei Tisha B'Av in the context of Eva.
So what do you want to say from
that? So I want to say location, location, location.
Yeah.
He's everything in the Rambam. He's introducing the added chaymer of Tinei Tisha B'Av above the other Talmud Somos when he's already begun Dini Avelos.
Right.
Because he's in fact understanding that the extra chaymer of Tinei Tisha B'Av is itself an expression of Eva. Just like the Mishinech Masach Mulatah Mesimcha that he began with. The fact that an Av Ramaye be Maso Mata as Eidol. That when he's continuing in Halacha Zayin. And on Tisha B'Av, I don't laver along with my not eating and I stop my kind of stomach before and all that stuff. That too is an expression of Eidol because the Rambam has already switched gears from Talmud Somos to Eidol. Does the Rambam hear my Hatzah? If not a Raya, at least it resonates.
So you say it's Avelos.
In other words, I would believe, you know, one could argue against me. One could say that it's simply practical. After he hit the Talmud Somos, right? Rabbi Yaakov wants to argue it's chronological, that since chronologically there's something to be discussed before Tisha B'Av about Av, so he then, Yaakov would have to argue that the Rambam, Mr. Philosopher, lost all conceptual focus in the interest of calendar. I'm jazzing this up, I'm dramatizing a little bit. But after discussing Talmud Somos, he then switched gear to Eva, left food and drink entirely, discusses Maso Matan and Av and all those halachas, then goes back to Dine Tainus, which he already touched on in regard to the Talmud Somos, and introduces the added Homer of the Tainus of Tisha B'Av, and then returns to his Eva focus in the halachas which follow. You could argue that. I can't disprove it, but I think it certainly resonates more to believe the Rambam. Again, I'm sensitive, arguably hypersensitive to the Rambam Seder and location and the way the pearls finessed against the black velvet, right? I think the Rambam deserves such glorification, Daniel. Mm-hmm. So, right, you hear, I think resonates very well with Seder HaTvarim. And it also explains to me why does the Rambam bring the Dine Evel, whether of Mishnech Masav or for that matter the Zechel Chorban of the Holy Year and Hellas Tainus at all? Is it simply Derech Agav? Is it simply tangent? Because he discussed the Tzomos, which happened to be Korban-based, he also, even though it doesn't directly relate to Hlestinus, he kind of gets himself on a tangent of Dine Evel, maybe, but I think it's much more compelling if, in fact, the Dine Tainus of Tisha B'Av include Evel, so the Evel of Korban, right, became a Hlestinus focus inherently, and therefore it was appropriate. Hilchos Tainus discussing all the types of Tainus, whether the Tainus of the recent Tzara, to get the Tzara stop he started with, whether the Dalet Tzainus Tshuva, or whether the Tisha B'Av second din of Evel now became a Hilchos Tainus stick of focus, and now it's not a tangent, but a very appropriate expansion.
Is there a possibility?
So I would suggest.
Is there a possibility to understand that the emphasis on Abel is also to a certain degree a Cyrus Tshuva because it's not just Stam Abel for the sake of Abel, but Abel that brings about Tshuva that to rectify the, in other words, that you have to be, so that could make it even more shy. If we would.
I hear you. It is true that we know the Abel Or if not true, I think we can make a compelling case in this direction. I mean, I would ask the following question, Menachem. What do you believe about Eivel and Akarav? Because Chazal understand it's one concept. Kol mitzvahs hanayikim ba'ava ma'yagas b'teshev.
Right.
Would you, Eivel and Akarav, I don't think most of us look at it. I think most of us look at
it.
The Torah is covered.
Yeah,
it's covered.
That is what it is.
So I think the pashtus would be, at least on the simplest level, is, this is how I try to internalize Chor based on just the Eivel. I am saying that Beis HaMekdash, that Kirvas Hashem, is just so yucker to me that not having it is something to be misavol. And I think that's the simplest way of looking at Eivel. Tshuva to me introduces a new focus that I was just is not in the pshat of Eivel. I don't doubt that there's an overlap in Ruchnius. So to me, the Seder HaDvarim of the Rambam reflects this very nicely. And I would also suggest, really, as the Olam said before, it's not a coincidence that the other Dalet Somos, we don't really find any Hanhagas of Avelis outside the Tainus. Tisha B'Av, of course, we do. And in fact, Kol Yisrael's whole behavior, you'll notice, I love Minhag, because Minhag, beyond Minhag, reflects the whole Ruach of the day as Kol Yisrael understood it. What do we say on the Dalet Somos? What's the extra to you, what we say?
Slichas.
Just like?
Yom Ruim.
Huh. What do we say on Tisha B'Av?
Kiddus.
Huh.
So you're saying?
I would suggest that's directly in line with the fact that the other Dalet Somos are not Eivel related, they're Tshuva related. So Slichas is the focus. Slichas is Tshuva. Tisha B'Av has an added element, and its primary distinction is the Eivel focus, right? So the Kiddus is an expression of Eivel. Right? Which even displaces the slichas, because this is the uniqueness of Tisha B'Av. So again, if the whole character of the day is evil, it would make sense that Chazal are hearing that even the tainus itself has an evil dika dimension, as we are being the dike in the Rambam.
But Tshuva also.
Tshuva also, because it's no worse than Shiva Sivatanis. But I think it would make sense that Tisha B'Av's defining characteristic, setting it apart from Asar Mateva Shiva Sivatanis, is this.
So
glorification is this front and center Eivel focus. Two quick rayas, I will close with this. I want to maybe two mashmausim in the Gemara. It's the Rambam, just too quickly. One is the Gemara in Tainus Daf Lamed brings a brayas, a Tana Rabbanan. Kol mitzvos hanayigas b'av ha'negas b'tesh b'av. All the mitzvos that apply to an avol, Nabach bar Minan loses his relative apply to tesh b'av, because very similar all the halachas. And the Gemara then says, you know, what are some of these mitzvos of an avol that apply to tesh b'av? Aser ba'achila, u'b'shtiya, u'b'sicha. Some of these in the avol that apply to tesh b'av too is no eating. Now Rashi says it's a little aftafka, because of course an avol has no din of iser achila. The Rav takes out the words of aser ba'achila, but we haven't. We have this funny bright set, it's a difficult lesson, time is tough one. Call it dinam a naik and ba'avul naik es b'tesh b'av, such as aser b'achil. Aser b'achil is an expression of dinei evil. Now Rashi is a little avdafka. But sof kosof, it has to read coherently. It sounds like iser achila is an evil function of tesh b'av. Right? Might be a little avdafka, Rashi says, in terms of the corollary. It doesn't apply to the other sort of avel, but it's at least included in the list in the context of avel. And one final diakal, loose diak, but I think noteworthy. Daf Lamed on the Beis and Tainus. It's discussing the Hanhaga which Talmid Chachamim had, not to do Melacha Tisha B'Av. The Gemara says, "Lo'olam Yasa Adam K'Talmid Chacham." It encourages this. Chazal encouraged not to do Melacha Tisha B'Av whenever possible. And I think we'd understand that's an evil to Kahalacha, because the whole need of Maso Matan limiting business from the onset of Av is one of the Dini Eivel. If so, it's interesting to note the Lashon of that Gemara, when it speaks about cutting back on our work on Tisha B'Av, the way Talmid Chacham do, lo'olam yasa adam atzmei k'talmid chacham kidei sheyisane. Cut back on your work on Tisha B'Av, observe this table to Kalacha, so you have an inos, you have an appropriate fast. What does that mean? It sounds like the inos is connected to the Shuvah. So it's saying, cutting back on work in a big way, really observing Eva, that gives your inoy meaning, that gives your timeless meaning. To me, that's a mashmas, that the timeless is really the greatest on Tishbam is the greatest expression of Eivel. So other Hanhagas of Eivel on that day, so this time back on work, like we come to Chavim too, is Kadeshius Arna. This you have a real sense of Inui.
So it's not, you said it was Tshuva, but it sounds it's available.
So I'm saying Tishbam. Oh. Right? I stand by my Diakon and Rambam that the four Tzomos in general are Tshuva. I'm saying this is another Diakon at Tishbam, which is what this Gemara is talking about. The Eivel is an added dimension of Tshuva. So to wrap it up, it seems to me, not all Tshuvas are created equal. I'm not going to even say it's George Orwell. They're all created equal, but some are equal than others. I don't think they're equal. There's, I think, three species of Tainus. There's a Tainus for the recent and Pan Sorry, the COVID type of situation, the lack of Keshavim there, I think the Rambam is clear. It's built on Chatzotzeros. It's to stop the Tzara. By the Tshuva, but it's pragmatic. Stop the Tzara. We have the Dalit Tzomos in general, which according to the Rambam are stimulated to Tshuva. It's horrible things happen that stimulate to Tshuva, at least in the Rambam. Perhaps the Rambam disagrees. Perhaps the Yashabar disagrees, but the simple reading of the Rambam. And then we have Tisha B'Av, which I think has a dual dimension, that the Tainus is not only to encourage us to the Tshuva, but is also to reflect Eivel. It was a pleasure to present. Hopefully this enriches the meaning of Tainus and what we're trying to do in all these Tal Tanisim. May we all experience Yeshua's from the Hamas. Thank you very much. May it be a meaningful Avayit on Tisha B'Av for everyone. What does the Olam think?
There's no question. Why would it, if the Tak has a dual meaning, would it have taken away